From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The United States says the situation in Iraq, provincial capital of Ramadi, remains fluid and contested, even as the Islamic State group claims to have captured the city of the country's largest province, Anbar. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
The U.S. Defense Department is challenging the Islamic State group's claim that it has seized Ramadi. A Pentagon spokesman said the situation remains fluid and contested. He said the U.S.-led coalition is supporting the Iraqis with air power. The IS group fought its way to Ramadi's center on Friday. The final push by militants began Sunday with bombings that killed at least 10 Iraqi security force personnel. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi urged Iraqi forces not to abandon their posts and ordered Shia militia to prepare to enter the fight for Anbar province. In Syria, troops have pushed IS fighters back from the ancient city of Palmyra, a UN-designated World Heritage Site, in a battle that reportedly left hundreds dead. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Following episodes of racially charged unrest that brought militarized troops onto the streets of Ferguson, Missouri and Baltimore, Maryland, the U.S. government is imposing new federal restrictions on some military-style equipment for local law enforcement. The federal government is halting funding of gear such as tracked armored vehicles, weaponized aircraft, grenade launchers, and camouflage equipment that an interagency group found eroded public trust in law enforcement. President Barack Obama is expected to discuss the new measures when he travels Monday to Camden, New Jersey, an eastern city that has one of the nation's highest rates of violent crime. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has met with South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Foreign Minister Yoon Byung-se in Seoul to discuss security on the Korean Peninsula and bilateral issues. At a joint news conference after the meetings on Monday, Kerry said North Korea has not even come close to taking the steps needed to rein in its nuclear weapons program for Washington to initiate talks, adding that it was necessary to boost pressure on Pyongyang.
The United States continues to offer Pyongyang an improved bilateral relationship if and only if and when it demonstrates a genuine willingness to fulfill its denuclearization obligations and commitments, and when it shows a willingness to address other important concerns shared by the international community.
North Korea is already under heavy UN sanctions for its missile and nuclear tests. Amtrak trains began rolling early Monday on the busy Northeast Corridor that includes Boston, New York, and Washington. It was the first time in almost a week that service has been fully operational since a deadly crash in Philadelphia. Railroad President Joseph Boardman said Amtrak worked around the clock to restore service following last Tuesday night's deadly derailment that killed 8 people and injured more than 200 others. The UN Security Council has condemned fighting in 2 northern states in South Sudan and the repeated violations of a ceasefire agreement the government and rebels signed early last year. In a statement late Sunday, the council said a government military offensive in Unity State caused large-scale violence that has forced 100,000 people from their homes and halted aid delivery to civilians in the area. The council also blamed the rebels for launching an attack on the town of Malakal in Upper Nile State. Ukraine says 3 of its soldiers were killed, 17 wounded in new fighting with pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian military spokesman Andriy Lysenko said 2 of the deaths occurred from a mortar attack near a town northeast of the rebel stronghold of Donetsk. Meanwhile, U.S. Assistant Secretary for European and Eurasian Affairs Victoria Nuland is in Moscow for meetings with Russian officials in a new bid to try to implement the truce. 11 U.S. Republican presidential contenders gathered in the central state of Iowa Saturday to appeal to party activists on why they should get the party's 2016 presidential nomination. The forum was sponsored by the Iowa Republican Party and was dominated by discussions of Iran, Islam, and the unrest in the Middle East, with several candidates calling for a tougher stance against Tehran, more attacks on Islamic State insurgents. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.